Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome along to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, the head of Samsung will talk us through the new foldable lineup and their wearable ring. We'll hear about the theatre show that wants the audience to be on their phones. And as ever, I'll answer your tech questions. If you want to get in touch, you can drop me an email at anystage@techtalk.com, or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. But we're going to start this week with Samsung. The brand hosted its Unpacked event on Wednesday of this week, showcasing the sixth iteration of its foldable phones. I caught up with James Kito, who is the head of mobile at the company, on Wednesday, and he introduced us to the new lineup.
Yeah, of course. Well, great to be speaking to you again, Jess. Thank you. So today, another incredible lineup of brand new products from Samsung. So seven new products in total that we've announced and launched into the UK and into the Irish market. We've got two new foldables, updates to our foldable range. We've got two new smartwatches, two new Buds products, pushing forwards what we're doing when it comes to portable audio, and one new product, completely brand new, which is the Galaxy Ring, which will be coming to Ireland later this year. So not immediately available in Ireland, but we're super excited to be bringing Galaxy Ring to market as well.
Yeah, it's very exciting in terms of, you know, a suite of products to be unveiling. But I actually want to start with the ring, because there's been so much talk and hype and rumor about it for quite a while. Can you just introduce us to the concept and what it does?
Yeah, great. Well, so as you said, we announced this and we teased this early in the year. We've been working on this for many, many years. As you can imagine, like, just the R&D cycle and the expense that goes into building new products from Samsung is absolutely huge. But what we've got here, taking all of our knowledge and understanding around health, wellness and monitoring from our smartwatch business and all those sensors that have been in our smartwatches for some time, we've taken that and we've packed that into something as small and as light as a ring. But this has a 7-day battery life. It's got sensors in there that track your sleep, track your heart rate, track exercise and activity, track body temperature, and a whole raft of other things. And this is about giving our users control over their health and wellness data, and in particular sleep, which is an area that about 50% of people we speak to genuinely tell us is something they want to understand more, they want to track it more, they want to be in more control of their health and wellness. And the biggest single thing you can do in that is influence how much sleep you're getting and the quality of that sleep. But we call this a passive tracker, really, because you put it on your finger and you forget about it. And you only need to charge it about every 7 days. And it's just doing all the monitoring in the background for you. And then it's putting all of that data into Samsung Health, the application that is probably already running on so many of your listeners' Samsung phones right across the Irish market.
I'm really excited about this, because there's been such a move towards wellness and well-being by tech companies such as yourselves. Like, just 2 weeks ago on the show, we heard about, you know, the benefits of the insights from wearables and how they can unlock the potential to keep well people well for longer. Is this a space that you guys want to be more active in and, you know, maybe shout a bit more about the Samsung Health app and the benefits of it?
Well, 100%. And I think, you know, in reality, Samsung Health is the most used health application on a smartphone, full stop. So it already has a huge and really, really engaged user base. You can just use Samsung Health on your phone, and it will do tracking. It'll do some, you know, some pretty core standard stuff for you on the phone. You can complement that with a smartwatch, and many of our users are obviously doing that. That gives you, you know, the more dynamic ability to track workouts specifically, you know, to have GPS tracking for doing runs and all the rest of it. You can leave your phone behind. And of course, you've got notifications, all the things you'd expect from a smartwatch. Adding the ring just gives you a third option. And these things will work really beautifully together with each other. They won't clash with each other. The phone and the way that the data is captured within Samsung Health really cleverly decides to prioritize between whether it's using data from the smartwatch or from the Ring. And actually, if you're wearing both together, you get even longer battery life out of the Ring because it can decide not to use those sensors or some of those sensors because you've got the watch. So I think it's about a complementary ecosystem of ways by which our customers can really start to get a handle on their health data, understand the implications of taking certain actions and what that means for their wellness and how they feel, and ultimately putting them in control of their lifestyle and how they can live a healthier life. But you're absolutely right. It's a very big trend, and it's one that, you know, our customers are demanding from us. So, of course, we're delighted to give them these kind of solutions.
Yeah, I imagine there are many people listening now eager to get their hands on it when it launches here in Ireland later in the year. Let's turn our attention to the phones. I know there are Samsung fans who probably already have this on pre-order, but talk me through the new foldable phones. What's different this time around?
Yeah, well, so of course, this is our sixth generation of foldables. And in that time, we've continued to perfect, refine, and really take that foldable offering forwards. Of course, two different foldables that Samsung has in market. And we've again just announced the Z Fold 6 and the Z Flip 6 as the very latest updates. Let me talk about the Fold maybe first. This is now thinner, lighter and more durable than ever before. We've wrapped this product in an even tougher armor aluminium frame, so it's absolutely ding and bang proof, but we've really refined the hinge and the way the screen folds open to give you a phone that is as robust as a standard kind of, you know, candy bar shaped phone, a more traditional shaped phone. So we've really gone after robustness here and durability, and we think we've landed that. Inside the phone, we've packed a brand new processor. It's the same one you'll find on the Galaxy S24. You've got the Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 for Galaxy. Long name, but what it really means is this is an incredibly powerful processor, both for graphics, for gaming, for everyday use, but also, really importantly, of course, for AI and for the AI features that we're packing inside foldables, much like we did when we brought Galaxy AI to market with S24. But we've updated those AI features, and we've also got some very specific AI features that really are only built to work on a folding screen. Mm-hmm. So on a fold that has that huge screen on the inside, you can do so much more with and powered by Galaxy AI. So that's the Fold. And then we've also got the Galaxy Z Flip 6. Again, huge updates here. Brand new main camera going up to 50 megapixels. The same processors that I just mentioned, the Snapdragon 8 Gen 3. It's thinner. It's got a bigger battery. And again, optimized to work with Galaxy AI. So huge updates to both of our foldables. And again, the market demand for foldables continues to grow at real pace. So we're really excited to bring these products to market and to see how the Irish consumer obviously adopts to them.
Yeah, one of the things I know about Samsung is that you guys go out to the customer and you do feedback sessions and get insights on what they need and want from their phones. What sort of feedback have you received? And are the changes in the 6 lineup based on that feedback, or is it more a showcase of what the technology can do?
I think we anchor so much of what we do in what our customers tell us they love, or what our customers tell us they want to do more of, or they want us to improve. So I think we're absolutely focused on that consumer-centric kind of feedback loop into our R&D. So that's critical. If I think about some of the things we've added, of course, our customers are now demanding AI-powered phones. We introduced the AI-powered smartphone back in January. We've led the market since then. At a European level, we've now got over 25 million customers using Galaxy AI. From an Irish point of view, that number is around 200,000 and growing at an incredibly rapid rate. So our customers are demanding AI features, but not just any old AI feature. They're demanding really tangible, really clear benefits where AI can help you do more with your phone. So that's one. They've asked us for lighter products. They've asked us for them to be thinner. We've delivered on that. They've asked us for more durable and better durability. We've delivered on that. We are also matching what we announced earlier in the year. So these new foldable phones both come with 7 years of OS, so operating system mm-hmm. updates, and security updates. So these phones are built to last. We're very confident about that. And whether you want to use it for 7 years or whether you want to use it for 2 or 3 years and then hand it down to your kids or give it to someone or sell it, you can be very rest assured that the product is going to have a long life, and then you can come back into market and trade it in or do whatever you want to do to ensure you're up to date with the very latest technology. So we've really thought about these products. And of course, the benefit of having, you know, 5 or 6 years of really building and refining these products is that we can make them absolutely perfect every time we bring new ones to market.
One thing I want to pick up on is the AI features. Pretty much every press release that drops into my inbox is from a brand saying their products or services now have AI. But what does meaningful AI look to and for Samsung customers, and how will it benefit the user?
Of course. So one of the key areas, and there's three or four really core ones. One of the key areas is around translation. So this is a brilliant feature that uses Samsung's proprietary AI models when it comes to language and translation. These run on the phone, but what it means is that you can talk to someone in your mother tongue, so in English, and have the phone speak real time to them standing in front of you, in this example, in their language. You can also do the same thing over a voice call, and now updated on Galaxy AI for this launch, you can now do that on any other third-party voice call as well. So whether you're doing a voice call on WhatsApp or any other chat application, you can use the real-time translation there. You can also real-time translate documents. So if you are receiving a PDF from someone but it's in a foreign language, it'll automatically allow you to translate that inside the Samsung Notes application. You've also got phenomenal features for the business customer around summarization. Take a document, ask Galaxy AI to summarize that document, or take a web page and ask Galaxy AI to summarize that web page. So you don't have to read the whole thing. You can ask it to give you 8 key bullet points. You've also got transcription. So in a meeting, you can set the phone to record the conversation. It'll pick up the different voices. It'll transcribe that. It'll write down what it's hearing into words, and then it'll just give you a text transcript of that conversation. Brilliant for meetings. One click of a button, you can then summarize that meeting into a bunch of key bullet points and share that out. So this is really about driving productivity for the business user. And of course, there's some great features there for the more general consumer as well. But that's just a handful of the key features. And many of these features have been specifically updated to work on that huge screen that you get from Galaxy Fold. So look, we're really excited about not only giving customers AI, but genuine, tangible, beneficial AI solutions that allow them to complement what they're doing, not complicate what they're doing.
Yeah, that's a very clear and tangible explainer of the AI features. Every time I talk to somebody from Samsung, I need to talk about the Buds. I recently did the mini marathon wearing the Buds 2 Pro, and they were a lifesaver for me. They were very comfortable. They stayed in. The battery was great. They lasted all 10 kilometers when I barely did. But the good news is that there's a new iteration of the Buds.
It's, as you say, it's such a huge part of the smartphone ownership experience now, is to get a great set of buds to work brilliantly with your smartphone. So the Galaxy Buds, of course, in our view, are the default and the best choice for anybody with a Galaxy phone. And why is that? Well, because they connect seamlessly. But also, if you've got a Galaxy phone and a Galaxy tablet, they beautifully connect between both of those products. You can just turn over to start using your tablet, and the Buds will immediately reconnect to the tablet. The phone goes, the Buds will immediately connect to your phone. So this is about a connected ecosystem that is just beautifully seamless. In terms of the product themselves, well, we're unapologetically creating a new form factor here with the Buds 3 Pro. And if I start with the Buds 3 Pro, this is taking audio to the next level. 24-bit dynamic audio. You've got dynamic noise cancellation there as well. There's some AI features in the background that are just scanning what you're listening to and optimizing that audio. But importantly, there's some good health safety features there as well. If the Buds hear an alarm or a siren going off as you're walking along the street, it'll actually turn off the noise cancellation and dial up the ambient noise in the background so you hear that. So it's thinking about you, and it's kind of got your back. But most importantly, the audio quality in these products is second to none. And of course, they come with a phenomenal battery life and the ability to charge them up inside their little Buds pouch as well. So beautifully portable. And we think we've really pushed the design here to make them both super futuristic in looks, but also incredibly desirable from an aesthetic perspective. So we think you'll love them, and we think the customers will love them as well.
I'm so excited to try them out. One thing we've heard a lot about, over the last maybe 6 or 7 years is the Samsung ecosystem and the benefits that come from having more than one Samsung device. Are you happy that people are buying into that notion and are getting those benefits?
Yeah, we're seeing, well, we call it multi-product ownership. We're seeing multi-product ownership grow and continuously grow year on year. I think that is because, as you say, we're an open ecosystem. People have choice when it comes to owning a Samsung Galaxy smartphone. You don't have to buy our buds. And I think others have a different approach, right? Others are like, look, it's kind of our buds or nothing. And from our point of view, we'll give you choice, but we're also going to give you our option. We're going to give you the Galaxy option, and we're going to explain to you why that is the best option, not only because of the great battery life, the great audio quality, but because of the way it seamlessly works with your other products. Whether you just own one smartphone or whether actually you've got a Samsung TV as well, and you can connect your buds to the Samsung TV or to the Samsung tablet, you know, so that kind of interoperability, we think, is something that customers, you know, find incredibly powerful and useful. And actually, it's a reason why they then choose to add more Galaxy products to that ecosystem. And as we mentioned, it's not just buds, it's around smartwatch and now, of course, Ring, and really starting to grow out this Galaxy ecosystem that just works very seamlessly. And all of your data, if it is gathering health data, for example, it's, let's be really clear, that is secured, that is personal, that is your data, it's locked on the phone, it's secured by our Knox security platform. That data isn't going anywhere, and it is fully in control of you as the user. And we think that is also a really important feature.
My final question relates to the sustainability side of things. I know Samsung was one of the first out of the traps to shout about the use of recycled material in their phones and so on. But I'm really hearing from listeners and from friends and family that the environmental impact of the tech they're using does play on their mind. And that doesn't mean they're not interested in the innovation, the technology, but they just want to make responsible decisions. Is this something that you're seeing and hearing from customers? And what are you trying to do to address that?
No, and we totally recognize that. And indeed, customers are telling us that as well. So how are we responding? Well, we are using more recycled materials in our products than ever before. We're using recycled aluminium. We're using post and pre-consumer plastics for many of the components within the products. We're using recycled cobalt and lithium in the batteries. So we're harvesting up some of those precious and rare earth minerals and materials that are in existing smartphones, and we're repurposing those and having those go back into the manufacturing process. Of course, all of our packaging is cardboard. It's fully recyclable. So we're really taking steps. And there's loads more to do, of course, but we're absolutely on the forefront of making sure that our products, firstly, are used and made from as much recycled material as possible. And we've got some big global commitments from that perspective and also from a net zero perspective. Secondly, we want to make sure these products, they're an investment from your listeners and from our users. They're an investment. We want to make sure that investment lasts. So as I mentioned already, 7 years worth of OS updates. So you're going to get the very latest operating system downloadable onto your devices, plus all the security patches to make sure those phones are absolutely bulletproof when it comes to malware and any kind of attacks that we know just happen out there in the world, sadly, at the moment. So fully secure, fully updated, and then made with the very latest materials. Like I mentioned, whether that's armor, aluminium or titanium, these products are built to last. They're hugely robust. We really, really focus on the durability. And so we're really confident they're going to last for 7 years. Whether or not you want to use them for 7 years, the important thing is they can be out there being used for 7 years, if not longer. And so that we think that is a good thing for the environment, and it's a good thing for consumers' pockets as well.
Great stuff. Well, as I said, I cannot wait to get my hands on the new devices. We will, of course, bring you full reviews of them all here on News Talk. But for the moment, James Keto, thanks so much for joining me here on Tech Talk.
Thanks, Jess.